Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. Today we're diving in and talking about being balanced mentally and creating mental balance and just sharing one little slice of the pie on how we can do that. So if you guys have been around long enough, you guys know that I teach balanced wellness in four pillars. That's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So today we're diving into the mental wellness and how we can create that. And what I can say is that whenever you have balance in your mental wellness, you can be a lot less stressed. And stress is a big thing these days, right? A lot of times, well, the reasons why we go to the doctor is because we're stressed out, or that we have stress happening in our body in some way, shape, or form, right? And so when we have balance in our physical, emotional, or mental, and our spiritual, when we have balance there, we can prevent stress in our life because we have the balance. We have that balance that is created, and we're not always lopsided, and we are balanced in our emotions. We're balanced in our physical, our mental, and our spiritual. Balance is a beautiful thing. And so I hope that tuning into this podcast, you guys can really keep diving into and understanding the importance of it and why I feel so strongly and so passionate about teaching people to create this balance in life in these four parts of themselves, because it is crucial. And so I will be opening enrollment again later this year, or actually here just around the corner, for my next program called Blissfully Balanced, and teaching you how to create that balance in four parts of self: the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, so that you can live confidently, you can live joyfully each and every day and not feel like you're running around like crazy sauce every day. So let's dive in and talk here really quickly about mental balance. So how do you know, I guess, let's dive into that part of it. Like, how do you know if you have really good mental balance, or if you're balanced really well mentally? One of the ways that you know, and there's several ways, but one of the ways, because I feel like if I dive into all the things all the time, we're going to be here for hours. And my hope is just to deliver you tiny nuggets of information so that you can feel inspired and walk away feeling like, dang, heck yeah, I'm going to go do that, right? So one of the ways, if you know that you're balanced mentally, is that you have a good control of your thoughts, of like your personal thoughts that happen in between your own two ears every single day. So if you feel like most of the time you have good thoughts, you have positive thoughts, and they're not like negative nil all the time, or like bad thoughts, like not meaning, you know, bad, but like, oh, you can think well and you can respond well, you know, to people around you, then you probably have very good mental balance. But if you feel like you have a lot of, you talk negatively to yourself or to other people, or if everything's just bad news bears all the time, or if you feel like there's just like, you know, a whole cycle of nothing ever goes right or well for you, then you probably don't have very good mental balance. So one of the things that we can do to balance our thoughts is to create a positive mindset. And create positive thoughts. And so I know you might be like, "Wop, okay, boring." But this is just one of the ways, and we're going to talk a couple different reasons as to why that is and how we can do that. But just think, you guys, if you have positive thoughts, you're going to do positive things. Our thoughts are so powerful. So what we think and what happens in between our brain, between our two ears and our brain every single day are our thoughts and our thinking, right? And our thoughts and our thinking control our actions. And it's this vicious cycle. And you guys have probably heard me talk about this several times if you tune in a lot. But it's so true. Like, if you guys have ever heard that saying, what we think about, we bring about. It's so true. It's so true. And if you've maybe heard the same thing saying as well, as like, we are what we think. Meaning like what we think all day long is what we become and what we are, right? Because our brain is so powerful. Our brain is so smart, right? And our brain is so smart that it will do exactly what we tell it to do. And what we're telling it all day long is what it's going to do and what it's going to believe. So I can sit here and tell my arm to lift, or I can tell my brain, or I can sit there and think, oh, I need to lift my arm, and I will lift my arm. If I sit here and tell myself I am hungry, I'm going to go eat most of the time. If I sit here and tell myself, ooh, I have to pee, I'm going to go pee. If I sit there and tell myself, ooh, my arm itches, I'm going to itch my arm, right? Because that's what we're telling ourselves. That's what our brain is telling us, and we're telling our brain. It's like this whole back and forth cycle, right? So if we're telling ourselves those things all day long, then we're going to believe it, right? So if we sit there and we say, I'm not good at my job and my job sucks. Well, you're going to think probably all day long then that you're no good at your job and your job sucks, right? So you're going to do all these things to support that thought process. So you're going to sit there and maybe not get a raise when everybody else is. You're going to focus on the negative of everything about that job and why you hate it and why you suck at it, right? Rather than if you think you're amazing at your job and your job's the best, you're going to be more joyful. You're going to have more happiness. You might have a raise a little bit sooner. Sorry, guys, I have the hiccups. You might have a raise or get a raise a little bit sooner. You might get a promotion. Better things might happen to you or for you at work, right? All these things are true if you think positively. But if we're thinking negative all day long, we're going to walk around in this slew of just, I don't even know, like just badness. Like, I mean, that's not even a word, but it's so true. Like, we're just going to walk around with just so much negative energy around us and surrounding us. And I don't know if you guys like believe in like the law of attraction or anything like that, but you know, it's just like what you put out there comes back to you. So if you put negative thoughts out into the universe and out there around you to other people all the time, negative stuff's going to come back to you, right? So if we can control our thinking and we can control our thoughts and create a positive thought process and a positive mindset all day long, we will be able to create mental balance. And then we will be happier. We will be less stressed, right? Again, snowball effect. So how can we do this? How can we create positive thinking? I'm just going to give us three things here, because again, we can spend hours on 100 things that we can do to create positive thinking and positive self-talks to create this mental balance. But the first thing is to cut the negative self-talk. So my rule of thumb is, if you would not say it to a stranger sitting next to you, you are not allowed to say it to yourself. So if you would never say to the stranger next to you, oh my gosh, these jeans look horrible. Like, I need new jeans. I need a new wardrobe. So if you wouldn't tell the next person sitting next to you on, you know, in an Uber, like, those jeans look horrible, you need a new wardrobe, then you can't say it to yourself. You're not allowed anymore, right? If you would not tell the person sitting next to you, like, oh, today sucks, like, your day sucks, you're horrible, right? You're not allowed then to say it to yourself. So just think about before you say things out loud or before you think things to yourself, stop yourself. Be a little bit more conscious, be a little bit more aware, and think, oh gosh, hold on, I really want to think this thought, but would I say it to a stranger next to me? If I'm in the produce aisle buying bananas at the grocery store, this thought that's creeping into my brain, would I say it out loud to that human? If the answer is no, then no, you're not allowed to say it to yourself anymore. And cutting the negative self-talk, cutting those negative thoughts out that you say to yourself repetitively all day long is going to help you become a better person and a better, more positive person so that you can create this mental balance. So that's the first place to start, is by stop telling yourself negative things, stop believing negative things, and stop telling your brain negative things every day, because then your brain is going to continue to believe them. And that is what is going to be quote unquote true for you. Okay. The next thing is to surround yourself with people who lift you up and support you and are kind to you. So if you are around people most of the time that don't say kind things to you, or maybe they're very sarcastic or rude to you or say snarky things to you, why hang out with those people? They're only going to make you feel like shit, right? And you don't want to hang out with people that make you feel like shit, because then you're going to think you feel like shit and you're going to think all the things that they say about you that are untrue and unkind. So start surrounding yourself with people who lift you up, who say kind things to you, who support you, who are nice to you, who give you compliments, and around people who it's very easy to have a relationship with them, and that the relationship is a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. So you might have to set and create boundaries to have more positive thinking and to be a more positive person. It might have to happen. It sucks. And it's not easy. I can tell you that. I have had to create boundaries and set boundaries with people around me that I do not want to create boundaries with, because it's hard and they're hard to stick to and it's time consuming and all the things that we don't feel like we have time for in life, right? But it's so necessary. You have to surround yourself by people who are nice to you and who are kind to you and that don't talk crap about you behind your back, or don't talk crap to you to your face. Like, maybe that's cool that you think they're authentic, but that's not nice. Like, be around people who are nice to you. End of story. You would want your kids to be around people who are nice to you, right? Like, think of that for yourself. Like, if you have a kid, you know, and they're like, well, so-and-so's mean to me all the time, and so-and-so's not nice to me, and so-and-so always says mean stuff about me, and they never say good job, and they never say anything good to me. You would probably tell your kid to stop hanging out with that person or to stop playing with that person, right? Then you need to do the same for you. If you have people that aren't nice to you, don't support you, don't lift you up, aren't cheering you on, and don't have a two-way, you know, straight relationship with, if it was somebody, if you pull the strings back and you pull yourself out of the situation, and if the way somebody is treating you in a relationship, if you think that's your kid, right? Like, so replace you for your kid. And if you wouldn't be cool with that, move on. Create a boundary, make new friends, move on, because you don't need those people in your life, because they're only going to make you feel horrible about yourself and make you say and think things about yourself that are not true. Because there's nasty, mean people in this world, right? The next thing is to practice affirmation. So sometimes we need to say really good things to ourselves, and we need to write out really good things to tell ourselves every single day. If we are really struggling with, you know, negative self-talk or negative mindset, so we might need to write things down and saying, I am amazing. I am confident. I am on time. I am happy. I am thriving. I am successful at what I do. I am a good mom. I'm an amazing wife, right? Whatever it is, writing out some affirmations, maybe 10 to 12 of them, and looking at them and saying them out loud every single day, until you start to believe that it's true. And when you believe that it's true, then you can look at that after, you know, a few weeks, and you, instead of saying like, I'm an amazing mom, you can be like, hell yeah, I'm an amazing mom. Damn straight I am, right? Because I cook meals for my kids every single day, because I pack my kids' lunch for them, because I care about what they eat. I wash their clothes for them. I tuck them into bed at night and tell them that I love them, right? Of course you're a good mom. Right? So don't sit there and think that you're not, because you are. You're doing great things every single day. So when you can write out these affirmations, and maybe you have to, you know, fake it for a little bit and just say them, but then you're going to start believing it. And then you're going to start showing up as those things. So instead of thinking that you hate your job, maybe write, well, A, you can maybe go get a different job, but then B, maybe writing out, I love my job. And then just saying to yourself, I love my job, I love my job, I love my job. Telling yourself that every single day, seeing it on the paper. So then you know what? You're probably going to start showing up to your work with a better attitude and you're going to be happier to be there. And then it's going to be a great place to be at. And you're not going to dread being somewhere for 8 hours a day thinking it's the worst place on earth, right? So affirmations are huge. Write down 10 to 12 things that you need to start believing about yourself. And if you are having a hard time coming up with affirmations that are positive, good things to say about yourself, ask your sister, ask your best friend, ask your neighbor, ask your mom, ask your husband, ask a kid, ask a coworker, ask somebody who you love and respect to tell you five good things about yourself. I'm sure you can come up with five for yourself. And if a friend or somebody else can self say five for you, that's 10. That's great. Okay. And you don't have to fully believe them yet, but they're things that you're striving for and they're things that you should be believing about yourself. And so when you can do these things, when you can cut the negative self-talk, when you can surround yourself by people who lift you up, who support you, that are kind to you and create those boundaries, and you can work on affirmations to believe them every single thing, every single day, when you do these things, you're going to start feeling happy and you're going to start feeling proud and you're going to start owning it. And you're like, heck yeah, that. Heck yeah, this, right? You're gonna be like, I'm amazing and I'm awesome. And you're gonna have a better mindset and you're gonna start believing all those things so that you can live a better life and so you can have better wellness and you can have overall wellness that is amazing, that feels good every single day. And so when you're balanced in your physical and you're balanced in your emotional and your mental, you can move on to your spiritual and you can be connected with the whatever higher power that is or connected with yourself in a way. That is amazing. That literally you're just like, oh my gosh, knock my socks off, right? So when you can create wellness, or create balance in all those four parts of your wellness, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, you can start living as a person that you truly want to live and show up as every single day. The person that you want to be known for. The person that whenever you pass away, people can say those good things about you. When you have the balance in those four parts of yourself, you can live the life that you truly desire and show up as the person that you truly desire to be every single day and leave the legacy that you want to live and lead and have and leave for the next person or be remembered as. It's a truly amazing thing. So I really hope that you guys take some time and work through this and really create this balance within yourself mentally because it's totally worth it. And it will greatly reduce your stress. So that you can show up happy and proud each and every day, because my gosh, who doesn't want to do that, right? All right, guys, talk to you next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.